Yeah, when I grabbed two donuts, I said, don't judge, just one donut's a cigarette.
Yeah. We're ready.
All right, we're going to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee back to order. Congresswoman Stabler, do you have an amendment?
I do, Chair. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to amend ONCA 2385, page 64, line 2923, insert $5,000. Line 2924, insert $5,000, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
If I could, Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
We are not adjusting the travel line. We had discussion with Trey during the break, and it's not allowable under the current law. So
okay,
this is for just adjustment to their supplies and conferences. Registrations.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. All right, committee, we are almost.
Thank you.
Is that it, Ms. Oberly? Okay, we have reviewed section 67, and then last one, which is my favorite, is the visitor center. And that's section 72. Treasurer, we have a question on that. Hey, where's my microwave document on this? Oh my, I feel lost. Hold on. Anyway, I think one thing, Treasurer, I'm not noticing is I see the tribal appropriation request, but I am not seeing the program revenue. Sorry.
Yes, we reviewed, I think, that against our projected revenue, same conversation as we had earlier on the other lines. I think if you look at the, I don't know if this one was picked up or if it was included in that. That's why you're not seeing the micro document, because it's not in projected revenue at the time we created the budgets.
So when did in any of your, so all the budgets that were sitting down are not reflecting any projected revenue, any program income for 24?
That is not what I stated. All the microwave budgets that you see in program revenue income should tie to the projected revenue for 24. To me, that's, we can't put in revenue into microwave documents that is not existing in the projected revenue resolution.
I'm going to restate. So did any of the microwave document support docs that came down, are you saying they did not include any program income reflected in the FY 2024 projected revenue resolution?
For any budgets that we sent down?
Yeah, because I'm seeing some with program income and some that are not. And then you're saying some are reflected in the resolution and some are not. So I'm just asking what you did.
I might say that. What I'm saying is that we took the ONCR that was in place at the time that we submitted budgets. And I said, review all the micro program incomes against the ONCR. So what you're seeing in micro budgets should tie to the ONCR and projected revenue at the time that we submitted. If we've amended it since, then we've amended that projected revenue number. And yes, you may see things on the schedule now in projected revenue, but you would have to go back to the one approved in April, because that was the one in place really prior to submitting budgets.
So we submitted budgets August 15th, right? I thought we amended projected revenue back in July in a special session.
I will go back and validate, but that is a check that I requested. All the micro documents, program income and the micro documents, go out, look at the ONCR, and make sure that they reconcile. So that's the impression. I will go validate it and email it. But we did make that, that was a process in submitting
there
budgets.
There wasn't a one for the visitor center included because they use their revenue.
Okay. So the, I'm trying to get this straight, Treasurer. The schedule that you sent down that we use to determine projected revenue outside of the letter from gaming, are you saying you didn't include on your schedule the visitor center and some of these others that we have discussed? Therefore, when you sent down the microy, you zeroed them out because you failed to put them on your schedule?
I believe it's the responsibility of the Appropriations Committee to establish projected revenue. I just provide information to assist.
You know, I would love to do that, Tyler. If I had financials, I could do that. I guarantee you I could determine projected revenue if I had the monthly financials, which are required to be sent to Congress in law. But I don't. But I can. I can most certainly do that under the Appropriations Committee. So if you're saying that the schedule that we're using to determine projected revenue is not good, then do we need to just start all over and scratch it?
I did not say that. I believe those words are being stated. That does not align with my statement.
Okay. How about we let the directors that, you know, actually work to get the income decide what the income's going to be? I'd rather just cut the middleman and talk to these directors, and I can do that this evening, and ask them how much they are making in their income, and we can amend projected revenue as such. So I'd rather talk to the director, and I don't even know in this microwave budget the actuals I have right now in 2023. $32,891. Is that the amount that you've made to date, Miss Addy?
The amount that I have according to my monthly totals that I keep on my computer, total $96,788. But those are not real until they're verified through the accounting department. That's just my totals.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Would that be your gross revenue or is that your net revenue? Because when you did your budget to begin with, you said you inserted net revenue, which would not be accurate. It would need to be your gross revenue. If you bought a blanket for $50 and you sold it for $100, your gross revenue is $100.
That would be the gross.
Okay. So you sold $96,000 worth of merchandise.
Yes.
Okay. And your cost of goods sold?
Let me see where that's at.
I don't think it's on here either.
It was not. So there was an issue with that. It wasn't in the 23, but it is in the 24.
Yeah, I see it now.
So what we did on that is, if you see that supply line item, it's backup to, it was, so what she explained to me yesterday, because I was asking this, is the money that we made from selling the blankets got put back into the supply line item because that's where they were bought from.
Okay, that's weird.
So I don't, it's, I can tell you what we're doing. I can tell you how we're running. We are running great. I bring in the things, I price them, I sell them, I make my sheet, I take my money to accounting. And
so they took revenue and put it back in an expense line item?
That would be a question for the accountant or the treasurer.
What is the question?
I ask about her amount of her cost of goods sold for this year. So you have 50,000 listed for your 24 projection.
Yes.
For your cost of goods sold. Okay.
So that means that we would buy everything out of that cost of goods sold because there's no money in the supply line item. Whereas last year, in 23, this year, 23, everything was bought out of the supply line item.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Okay. As long as your gross revenue goes in your revenue income, program income.
Can you use your microphone, Congresswoman Staler, our second speaker, Shaw?
Thank you. I just want to make sure that I understood what you said just a moment ago. You said that the revenue from the sales went back into the supply line?
From the blanket sales.
From the blankets, just the blankets?
That's what she explained to me yesterday when I asked, because I was trying to get it so I could come and talk about, like I know something.
Okay, thanks.
Tyler, these microwave budgets that you sent down, this particular one was ran on August 9th. And the revenue that's being reflected under actual in 2023 is $32,891. So if that's as of August 9th, and we're hearing that the blanket sales totaled, not just blanket, but the other merch, we should be sitting around 90 something. That's a $60,000 difference. Can you explain that, sir?
I will look into that. I know we turn in and record according to their receipts turned in. I think they have you have your own POS system, is that correct?
No.
What do you use as point of sale?
We use a sales receipt that I made up when we started this program 5 years ago.
So is it all cash-based?
No, we have a credit card machine as well. So I take the sheet, the daily sheet from our sales, I enter it in onto an Excel sheet, and then I send all of our batch and all of our credit card receipts along with our cash receipt that I make a deposit at accounting with to Julia on a daily basis. Well, if there's cash, on a daily basis. If it's just cards, then I do it in a bulk order, a bulk. But they're still based on the day, and then I keep a monthly total of what we sold cash and what we sold card.
What, do you have any of those bulk? Is there anything that hasn't been turned in up to this point?
Nothing from September has been turned in. I've turned in everything through August.
Was that turned in at the 1st of September for August?
It was turned in, I don't know, I'd have to check the date, but
the timing of data and information could create discrepancies like this, all I'm saying.
August was a big month.
But I know this has been consistent with how, I don't recall making any changes to how this is going to be tracked in 23 compared to prior periods or recognized. Now, I pulled up projected revenue workbook here, going back to the visitor center.
Can you pull up maybe the, can you pull up your micro, maybe your financials on the visitor center and see what you've receded in due today?
Yeah, it should be close to the same that I'm seeing there.
I think that'd be a better number than your schedule.
Schedule's based off pulling off GL data, so it should be reflective. It's a data dump from the system. parameters. $731 program income, $78,837. Current year actual.
Okay.
Wait, let me back up, throw my department number up here on top just to make sure that that's not pulling any kind of reformat our boards.
So you're showing $78,000?
Which would make sense, because if they haven't posted all of August, I show that we brought in $18,339 in August.
Okay. So the actual, though, on the microwave that we were sent and received on August 15th just shows that you made $32,000. Just such a big difference. Oh, sorry, Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, so that's dealing with the current year, the current activity and stuff. But what we're dealing with today is the 24 projected budget. And so I see what Tyler is saying. If we want to go ahead and make that adjustment, we should go ahead and make that adjustment and adjust the revenues, go through all those steps. My point being of why we should take the time to do that is because it will offset the tribal appropriation. If we can come up with a figure, however you want to come up with it, then we can interject that and it will reduce the tribal appropriation, because that's going to be her earned income
right
for next year that will be used in the current year against her expenditures.
Totally agree. I mean, you would think that's how we've been doing it year after year, but
what but it's been hard to get everybody to the same formula.
Right, and not all the, this has just been a couple of budgets I've noticed that have come down that clearly make money that are showing zero.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go into appropriations and determine our own, you know, projected revenue by law, then I say we just use the gaming distribution, because that's really the only number that we know on paper that's what they sent. Is what they project. The other really doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but we're not getting it. I don't have a way to come up with the other program income based off of any documents from executive. So the only thing what I'm saying as the chair of appropriations, the only solid number that I have is the letter from the Gaming Enterprise Board and the gaming annual plan. I don't know that we could be counting any of the revenue, because we don't have a mechanism to do that. Typically, I use this stuff, these docs. They're support docs to support what we expect to happen in 2024, but this is showing zero. So that tells me that they're not expecting to make any revenue in 2024. Now, can we recognize that in our projected revenue resolution? I don't know. I don't know that I feel good about that now. If it's up to Appropriations Committee.
Here.
Can't pick and choose what we get from executive that we use to manage these appropriations. They're sending the expense side, but not the revenue side. But they expect us by law to create the projected revenue. I say we just use the gaming enterprise, the distribution number of $71 million, and call it good. It's the only thing I have solid. I am not in favor of amending in a number. I don't know, because the information I have right now says 32,000. That's what I'd use. You want to talk about trends? I would use a trend, and it's saying as of August 15th, they only made 32,000. And I don't feel comfy making an amendment and putting 32,000 in here when our treasurer just read that it was at 70 some odd thousand.
Chair, if I may.
Treasurer?
When I look back at the visitor center, I believe that what you're quoting the 33 on the micro document. 33,000 in revenue on the micro document.
Well, you sent it down here.
Yes. So yes. That's
whatever document that you sent down here from Treasury.
So when we start the process of creating those, and we've talked about this prior year and this year, that is actually that 30 current year cutoff is April 1st, and the micro, a lot of that information in the budgetary columns. That's because once you establish, you're going to start creating budgets. That's when it pulls and it creates that. And then that moving forward, you're from that point that it pulled, but you're really working on your 24 budget numbers, not going back and re-pulling that year to date. So that's why you're seeing 33 on the micro document. It's not reflecting the essentially, I think the blankets, when did you start selling the blankets? Eddie.
He wants to know when you started selling the blankets.
July.
This year?
Or last yes. Year? July 2023.
Okay. So that's probably where we would see an increase in the monthly averages, correct? Compared to normal, because, I mean, you're knocking it out of the park. Because when I look back at 2020, it's yeah, 9,000 in income from visitor centers. What I show is program income net. Probably net on program income was 19,366 on fiscal year 21. I show for a total of 22 at 16,971. And this year, yeah, to date, you generated the 96,000 that you show. We reflect 78,000 of that, I believe. I just want to say good job.
I wish we could see that. That would be great. Good job, Addie, because I can't see it, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I will provide this level of detail in my projected revenue report, and I always provide a summary by every program that provides analytics that states all this information for 3 years.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Now, you just said that was the job of the Appropriations Committee and not yours. Which one is it? We use your schedule, or we just pull numbers out of the air? I don't know.
I don't pull numbers out of the air.
No. Well, we would have to if you're asking us to determine projected revenue for this government. If you're not going to help us to do that.
I've done that. I'm going to go back to my memo.
All right. Committee, do you guys have any more questions for Addie?
I have a question.
What is it, Congressman Tillman?
How many blankets you get?
42.
And you started with how many?
219.
Congresswoman Stabler?
When are you supposed to open back up down on Lynn?
Our tentative construction completion date is November 24th. We will have to be signed off and approved by TDLA before we can move in.
So it'll be after that date?
Yes.
The 24th.
So the construction end date is November 24th. Anticipated construction end date, which I anticipate an additional 2 weeks being added on for the patio. So December, probably going to be the first of the year before we get moved back in and open down there.
Once your budget is approved, will you be hiring staff for training?
Yes, I've added an additional, it shows on here that we have three GSRs, but we only actually have two, and I'm not adding one of the, another one. I did ask if the visitor center could have its own director again this year, and so that was not happening. So I asked for a program coordinator, which has been added. So, and then I asked for two baristas. So I'm adding an additional three staff.
Is your program coordinator split among something else, or is it?
No, that would be just for the visitor center.
So, I mean, nothing to, a program coordinator is not what you call somebody that operates a coffee shop. It's not a program.
The program coordinator is going to be somebody, well, in my mind, the program coordinator is going to help me with all the things that I'm doing for the visitor center. All the daily logs, all the helping price things, that kind of thing. More or less a manager, but it's called a program coordinator.
Who called it that?
I did, I guess. I did.
Okay. All right, sis.
No question.
Congresswoman, or second speaker Shaw, then Congressman Maker.
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Just a quick question. So you don't have a POS system, we heard. Have you thought about getting one?
Yes, we've looked into Square. And I think we actually have the equipment for that, but our holdup has been accounting and getting all that, figuring out how to get it all put in there and how that's going to work. We were told that when it's been 2 years now with the credit card machine that we have that was at the time the lowest rate on the charges that, you know, and Square has a charge to use their credit card system. So we had to go with the lowest one, which is what we use now. So there's no point in putting everything in Square if we can't run a card through there.
Congressman Maker.
First of all, thank you, Eddie, for sitting here patiently all day long. I just have a, just maybe a comment, I guess. Do you think that we could ever have a little small gift shop in our casino up here in Pawhuska? I think, do we have one in the Tulsa Casino, a little small gift shop there? Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll have one here?
I don't know. That would be a casino
all
function.
It's
yeah.
All them. Well, I guess the answer is no then. Thank you.
So the I was going to ask a question. So you mentioned that you have to, you know, take all this information, which is great. Sounds like the way you're doing it, on Excel spreadsheets to accounting. And then, so why, can I just ask, like, why you're not using your own software, like electronic system? To, you know, like push out reports for you so you don't have to create them in an Excel spreadsheet?
So I took this visitor center on as another duty as assigned in 2017. I've been doing it for 5 years. I'm self-taught, and I sent myself to accounting school at Tri-County Tech to learn how to get to where I am now, and this is what I'm comfortable with, that I can account for every dollar and every penny. And this is, it's my comfort zone. It's a lot of work. Well, it's a lot of extra work, but it's, it, to me, it holds that accountability. And I know where I'm at. I can sit here and tell you, you know, this is how much money I made. And because of these sheets and learning and taking that on myself, I can. I'm sure there's something better out there, but that's what works for me right now. Because, like I said, I don't know. I didn't know anything about operating a store. I just have had encouragement from you guys, you when you were at the executive, you know, and the folks there now, they're all very encouraging, and here you do it. You can do it. You'll find a way. So that's where we are.
Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Congresswoman Stabler, second speaker.
I'll let Congresswoman Shaw go first because I think she's got her follow up to hers.
I think you do a fantastic job. Absolutely do a great job. So keep it up. But if you had a POS system, you could just go push a little button and out comes the report. So it would save you a lot of time at the end of the day, but just a thought.
Okay. That was kind of my same comment. Point of sale is not just your credit card machine. Point of sale would be all transactions. And so if that's what Square does, I'm not familiar with it, but if that's what Square does, otherwise you actually need a point of sale system for Mayor. Everything that's going to be going on there.
Chair, can I comment, please?
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify from my own notes because I'm taking a tally. You said you requested 3 new positions, is that correct?
Yes.
Not 4?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, my concern is, and I know you're good at what you do, and I know you're not going to say no, you're going to say yes, I'll do it. But when you get to where we're selling coffee, and we're, you know, selling other things and within food, and I know you know food, as a cook, but that's a little bit different when you're looking at, you know, your cost of goods sold and how much you're to order and, you know, to have they talked to you yet, like we want this to be a service or for profit?
No.
Nobody's talked to you about that? You're just, okay. Well, so you're going to, you know, if you want to sell a cup of coffee, you kind of look at what your costs are to see, and then I'm glad you're going to have baristas.
I'm hopeful that my program manager, when I get one hired, is going to help me do all that.
Okay. And so do you expect your folks going to have one of them little pads that waitresses did and just write it down, and or are they going to be able to be electronic?
Well, I'm hoping that we will be electronic. Like I said, that's our plan, to move back into that Square stuff. And, you know, I guess I'm going to really have to push for that. And I can be pushy when I need to be, so.
Okay. I was just thinking, like, when they come through your drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to look like?
Yeah.
And I know that this discussion has come about for some time. If this is a business, you know, why is it under our government? Same old stuff. Why isn't this under our business arm? And I feel like you're going to do well because I believe in you. I just wish that whatever you ask for, since you're the one doing it, all of you directors, get what you ask for because you're the ones doing it on a daily, not Treasury, not anyone else. Respectfully, Kahika and Chief of Staff and everybody involved with these budgets, I know how it goes. But as you guys are the ones doing this and operating, and we're here trying to hit a mark, outlays and projected revenue, and that's been hard. We're not even halfway there. I just wish that folks would listen to you guys and what your needs are. I mean, there's, to me, a difference between a programmer and an admin person, and most certainly somebody operating a business. Those are 3 different things.
Very much.
And you're getting ready to find out.
Yes.
So it's way different than a cultural class, and giving out shawls and helping people find out their clans and things of that nature versus how you operate a business. Okay, are there any other comments to the Director, Treasurer McIntosh? Did you have something?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The there is a current initiative, and we'll be reaching out to all programs that take in money through credit card systems. That just as when you work in a major healthcare system, you typically have one transactional processing system. And within that processing system, we're able to engage and create a POS system, but we'll have a uniform system across the nation for the first time to take all money in, and within our abilities, we will be able to design transaction key codes on the backside of it, and we'll be able to report and record daily transactions, you know, the day after the transactions occur. So that's a current initiative that we're working on with the controller and myself to automate that process to get consistent across the platform, because there are too many, as you would call it, one-off systems for taking in payments. And I think this would make more of an efficient process and a cleaner accounting process. So like I said, that's currently, we've been looking at packages to see what it would take to get that in place, what would be the steps, things that I've done previously at other entities and organizations. So that's one of the next steps, and we'll be reaching that out to assist programs with that moving forward. And part of why the budgetary outlay came in on the executive budget is because most of what was asked for is in that number. In a lot of areas, there was not a lot of cuts this year. So that is part of the reason why the executive budget came in over outlay. The programs did ask for their needs.
Okay, committee, so we have reviewed section 72. And so right now with this bill, ONCA 2385, we have postponed the DNR meet. It says procession, but it's a processing facility, and the DNR services harvest land and the gaming commission. And so I'll add those on to our next CGL meeting. Any other questions about this bill? I feel like there's some information that we could probably get, but I'm kind of done with that, so. Yes, we'll deal with it in appropriations. The next item on our agenda is lunch.
Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Do we need a motion to postpone ONCA 2385 to the call of the chair?
Clerk.
No, you don't have to announce that, do you?
I don't think that we did the last time.
I don't think so either.
No, we just haven't reviewed all the sections.
I think we just said we would just continue those.
We just, yeah, just continue. Leave it on there. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good question. Do you guys want to take a 10-minute or 15-minute recess before we finish out? We've got 4 more items. Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay.
Is it
15? We're recessed till 3:15.
3:15. Okay. Thank you.
Good job on your sales, girl. I'm going to get myself fired. You didn't help that.
Put her on the spot.